Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
If welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Oh, I'm so glad you're with us this hour. And truly, if you've missed any part of the day show, you really need to go to travelers411.com. In the next few days, the podcast will become available for this show, and it will stay there for a year from the date of broadcast, so you can download us and take us with you. And if you go to sabrams.com, you'll find the show notes featured on the homepage for the last 2.5 to 3 months of shows. You can click in the on-air quick links box on the homepage under the names of each of my shows, Travel Stephanie Abrams and Travelers 411. And if you click on archive shows, you're going to get calendars going back to 2005. For the Saturday show, Travelers 411, and back to 2002 for Travel with Stephanie Abrams. And when you get there, you pick whatever year, pick the month, you'll see the shows of that month, pick the show you want to listen to, and click. If there's a brand, if there's a destination, if there's an individual, if there's an event, if we've ever talked about it, and listen, we're now going to start our 16th year on the air. We're well into over 3,000 hours of broadcasting. We've talked about an awful lot of stuff. So there's a good chance that if you go into the search box and put in what you're looking for, you're going to find it. In the last hour, we were talking with the general manager of the Corinthia Palace Hotel, David Woodward, in Malta. And that's a destination, people. It's in the Mediterranean. It has a lovely climate year-round. There's a couple of rainy months in the winter. If rain doesn't bother you, there's so many indoor things to do, visiting the forts, their science center. Next year, Malta is going to be the European city of culture with good reason. You literally could spend a whole day, maybe more, in the Cathedral of St. John, which is the cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. You know, the Knights from Malta. Amazing place. Just amazing. I can't wait to get back there. And don't be surprised if before summer begins, my body will have found its way back to Malta, because I'm having kind of withdrawal pains from the visit we had in early March last month. I was just chatting with our guest who's coming up next, Max Campagnon, who is the general manager of the Napa Valley Lodge in Napa Valley, California. And, you know, it's quite amazing. In the last week, I was talking. Remember we had on smartfares.com, Michael Thomas, the CEO? We talked a little bit, and he gave me the phone number and email contact for Stefan Durand from Amadeus, who I've been looking for 5 or 6 years. How about that? It's just remarkable. I talk to people that, you know, are grounded in the travel industry, and in about 30 seconds, we have found the intersection of commonality. With my guest who's coming up, he was not all that long ago, working at the Le Meridian, which is now a Langham Hotel in Boston. And I said, oh, well, Serge Denis would have been the GM when you were working there. And he said, oh, he was my mentor. So with that in mind, I am going to bring on Max Campagnon, general manager of the Napa Valley Lodge in Napa Valley, California, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Wednesday and Thursday evenings, May 10th and 11th at 8 p.m. at Symphony Hall in Boston, Queen Latifah. Yes, Keith Lockhart will conduct, and the evening will feature special guest film and music legend Queen Latifah. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
Regrettably, most of the people who are travel writers, many of the guidebook people, many of the people that are in broadcasting, talking about travel, are people who studied English journalism, communications, and had an interest and passion for travel. And when I hear what they have to say and I read their writings and whatnot, you know, I see that. The difference between what I do and what they do is my background. I come out of the travel industry. I am a travel industry insider recognized for the quality of my contribution to successful destinations in the travel industry in helping in my last life in helping travelers make their reservations and find their ways to places I would recommend to them. Today, I don't do the reservations, and you can do it for yourself, or unless you have a travel agent you have confidence in, and find yourself a specialist on the destination you want to go to. And there are people that are out there who are certified, not certifiable. You know, you say somebody's certified in the UK, it means they, you know, they've been put away in some asylum somewhere. But people that really are specialists in a particular destination, so you're talking to somebody who truly is an expert in that destination. And I feel like, you know, I'm doing the same thing. I just don't get to sit across from you in an office and see you while I help educate you on wonderful places to go to. And for those of you who are listening for the first time, go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com and put in the word mission statement. In short, my mission is to introduce my audiences on air, online, at public appearances to places and suppliers in those destinations, hotels, car rental companies, attractions, whatnot, that I believe if they go there, they will come home enriched, enhanced, inspired, and uplifted, and somehow know they're better people because of the experience they've just had. I have on the line with me, live from the Napa Valley Lodge in Napa Valley, California, a gorgeous place, Max Campagnon, the general manager. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Ask anybody. Let's talk about how long have you been the GM at the Napa Valley Lodge?
Oh, my God. It has been actually just over a month. I just joined the Napa Valley Lodge, the Yountville, just about a month ago.
Wow. Where were you before?
Before that, I was at the Fairmont in Newport Beach.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I know already it was a great place because Fairmont Hotels are a brand of hotels that have a wonderful consistency to policing their brand, to making sure that when you arrive, not only will you get what you expected, but your expectations will be exceeded. And I love Fairmont Hotels. They do a great job.
Agreed.
Yeah, so you come with some fabulous experience.
Thank you.
So do they know how lucky they are to have you at the Napa Valley Lodge?
Well, I know how lucky I am, for sure.
Had you visited the Napa Valley Lodge before you became aware that there was a vacancy to become the GM?
No, actually, a friend of mine that works for Woodside Hotel let me know about this vacancy, and then I came up to see it, and I fell in love with the property. It's a beautiful, charming hotel.
So you heard the position was available. You spoke with the people. They invited you to come and visit.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, the first thing I want you to share with us is, what was your first impression when you arrived at the entry portal, the road, the driveway, the front door, whatever it was that you saw first as you came to approach this property that you were excited about the potential of becoming its GM and actually did become it? So we're going to do that right after these important messages. Pay close attention, people. This is Stephanie Abrams. We'll be right back talking with Max Campagnon, GM of the Napa Valley Lodge in Napa Valley, California. Don't leave me.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra of the Boston Pops has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you. Music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
The days of wine and roses.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Max Campagnon is on the line with me. He's the general manager of the Napa Valley Lodge in Napa Valley, California, and learned that there was a position available at the Napa Valley Lodge. So he went, had an appointment to go and see the place and meet the people. How long ago was that, since you're just, what did you say, a month, 2 months at this hotel?
Yes, this was in February.
February, so it's like 2 months ago.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, so you arrive. And so let's talk first. Where is Napa Valley compared to San Francisco?
It's north, about an hour and a half of San Francisco.
So did you drive?
Yes, absolutely. I arrived actually in Sacramento and drove from Sacramento all the way to Yountville, which was about an hour and a half, yes.
It's a beautiful drive. So,
beautiful.
Right, so you get to Napa Valley and you find the Napa Valley Lodge. There is one road that runs through Napa and Sonoma. It just seems to keep going. Is it on that road?
I took Road 29. Yes, that's correct.
That's the road.
The two main road, really, to bring you to. It's really in the heart of the valley when you speak of Yountville, and you have the Silverado Trail, and then of course 29, which is the bigger highway that brings you there.
So now you arrive. What does it look like?
You know, the drive up there is beautiful. You have vineyards on both sides, so it just puts you in the mood. Once you arrive at Napa, you kind of feel you're in Napa, but you don't realize where you are until you actually cross Napa, and you begin your way to Yountville, which is about a 15-minute drive. And that's where you really start to see all those famous names of villages and town and vineyards. And the arrival to the hotel, you're right off the Highway 29, and the first thing you see is vineyard on your left-hand side, and you drive just a little bit, and the hotel is right there.
You know, the last time we were in Napa, we were driving along, and it was, I'm going to say September, and every vineyard was harvesting the grapes.
Mm-hmm.
And as you were driving on the road, if you have the windows open, you could smell the grapes as you were driving along. It was just, it was remarkable. So now, how many rooms does this place have, sleeping accommodations?
We have 55 guest rooms. So it's it has the accommodation of a small resort, but it's kind of more intimate than a resort. And it's a hotel, but it's really a lodge, so it's very personalized. And that's really the key differentiator for the lodge.
What does it look like?
What does it look like? I like to call it residential Tuscan style. You have all these olive trees that are around the hotel on one side, the vineyard on the other side, and the hotel has been owned by the same owner since almost the beginning. And so, and they made a point of bringing items that are really making come to life the Tuscan style with furniture and decorations throughout.
So For people who are coming to stay, what are the other features and amenities aside from the sleeping accommodations?
Besides from the sleeping accommodation, well, obviously the we have a fitness room that I have to say, because you're in the vineyard, I see very few people using. They're busier enjoying Yountville and the surrounding areas. We have some bikes that are extremely used that are free for our guests to use. And Yountville is extremely friendly to bikes because it's kind of flat. So you can actually spend a great afternoon around Yountville in the vineyard with your dear loved ones. What we have as well that comes actually included with your accommodation is breakfast. We have a wonderful champagne continental breakfast, and it's a little more than a continental breakfast. You even have a make-your-own waffle station, so that mimosa and champagne station, and anything that you would imagine that a great continental breakfast we have, and some upgrades like scrambled eggs and other things.
Yeah, you're making me hungry. Don't do that.
Come and join us.
Don't do that either, because I have been known to move on the drop of a dime, and, you know, to excite me about a place and I'm there. Do you find that people don't spend enough time on the property because there's so much to see and do visiting the wineries?
Well, you know, I think people come in, and this is a leisure trip, so they get up when they get up. They have a nice little breakfast. Some of them book a spa appointment on site, or we have a little bocce ball court outside, and you can see them in the background depending on where they are. But, you know, they go to either see wineries, or there's a lot of art galleries in Yountville and surrounding areas that they really, I find, enjoy spending the day at. And then they come back. And, you know, it's California, it's Northern California, so it gets a little chilly sometime at night, and it feels to me that they go back to our pool area where we have three fire pits, and you can see them, you know, bringing the wine they were able to buy during the day and just kicking back and enjoying a good glass of wine by the fire pits.
Now you talk about, you know, they get up when they get up and they have breakfast. What hours do you serve breakfast in between?
We serve breakfast between 8 and 10 a.m.
Okay.
And we find 8 o'clock, we have very few people that are already up, and then the majority of people are seeing strolling between 8:30 and 9:30. They fill up for the day, get some energy, and then on their way they are.
I'm the one that floats in at 5 minutes to 10. And generally what will happen is my husband will go 15 or 20 minutes earlier, and if something has to be ordered or something has to be prepared from a buffet, he'll do that. So when I slide in at 5 minutes to 10, I'm not disturbing anybody's kitchen schedule, but I'm not really a morning person. So
we have a make-your-own-waffle station, so remind him that when you come, he is to make a waffle 2 minutes before you walk in the dining room.
Got it. That works for me. In the rooms themselves, tell me about the linens and the amenities.
The amenities in the room, you have your – they're spacious. And about half of them have a direct view on the vineyards. All of them have great private balconies or patios, which is a view on our resort pool, which also lead onto the vineyards. And some of them have really, you have your few feet away from the vineyards with our vineyard views rooms. Some of them give you a feel of belonging to Yountville. Some of them have a view on a beautiful little park adjacent to the hotel. So you really have three or four different type of views that are that people can choose from.
So
in the room itself, I'm a big coffee drinker, and we have this wonderful little Nespresso machine, which we get a ton of comments about. When you check in with us, we like to say we have a lot of the extras without paying the extras here, and so you have the fireplace, and we'll bring your wood logs there. We have a complimentary bottled waters upon arrival, complimentary Wi-Fi. The parking is also complimentary, so we like to have very, very little, you know, you pay your room prices, and then there's very little that you have to worry about. I think maybe the minibar is quite probably the only thing you can pay for on site.
Check out NapaValleyLodge.com. And you might also want to check out, as I do, because I'm curious, WoodsideHotels.com, because the Napa Valley Lodge is part of the Woodside Hotels Group. You have been so helpful, so informative. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Stay with me. Stephanie Abrams here. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
Tonight we sleep on silken sheets. We drink fine wine.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, folksies, as long as we are out in California, it seemed like a good idea to travel around a bit, having just visited Napa Valley Lodge. And I thought I would take you off to another place that came to my attention that is very special. And we're going to learn more about it from the general manager of the Dream Inn Santa Cruz, Darren Pound. Thank you so much for joining us, Darren.
Oh, thanks for having me today, Stephanie.
Where exactly is Santa Cruz?
Santa Cruz is just a short drive down the 17 highway from San Jose. It's about 40, 45 minutes to the beautiful coast through the Santa Cruz Mountains.
And so, if, you know, we were just talking with Max Campagnon, the general manager of the Napa Valley Lodge in Napa Valley. If somebody went to San Francisco, would it make more sense to go to Santa Cruz first or go to Napa first? Or does it matter?
Either or. Both one's south and one's north of San Francisco. So either or would be good.
Okay. Where did you grow up?
I grew up on a small dairy farm in Alberta, Canada.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
And what happened? You got tired of winter?
I got tired of winter, and I said I have to move south to California. And I moved to the United States back in 1998.
Oh, well, good for you. Well, you know, it's almost 20 years, but welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Were you in hospitality? No, you were on a farm. Wait, so were you at all in hospitality in Canada?
No, but as a young child, I always was. My parents took us to hotels when we traveled, and the hotel business allured me. And all through my childhood and growing up, I wanted to be a maitre d' de hotel.
Oh, wow. Very cool. It's being a farmer is hard work, and that's not to underestimate or devalue what a general manager or the various directors at a hotel do. And often, I'm sure you feel you work the same hours you worked on the farm, but it's different, isn't it?
Exactly. This is love the hotel business. Love interacting with guests and creating memorable experiences for them. It's a daily challenge, and it's a fun job to have.
When you moved down from Alberta, Canada, to California, was your first job at the Dream Inn, or did you start someplace else?
No, I started my career with Canadian Pacific Hotels up in Canada, which is now the Fairmont brand. That's where I got my start.
Of course. Wow. Yeah, I remember when they bought the Fairmont group, and I remember when they came into Bermuda, and there were two Fairmonts in Southampton and in town. What's the name of the town? Why is it just escaped? Hamilton. Isn't it Hamilton?
Hamilton, you're absolutely correct. Yeah. I remember those hotels.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, it's funny because Max and I were talking about a fellow named Jonathan Krellen who was at the Fairmont Copley Plaza in Boston and then went to the Hamilton Princess in Bermuda. And we belong We belong to the same – do you belong to Scal?
No, I don't.
Well, you should.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that. But I belong to the Scal chapter in Boston, and so does he. So we run across one another. But that's fascinating. So when did you start at the Dream Inn in Santa Cruz?
I was brought in November 1st with Woodside Hotels. I previously worked for Destination Hotels, and the opportunity arose to join the Woodside Hotel brand, and I jumped at the wonderful opportunity to join a great organization and a great hotel here in Santa Cruz with a rich, rich history.
How many hotels are there in the Woodside Group?
We just got our 9th hotel.
They're
all based in Northern California.
Okay. I have to learn more about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't know as much as I ought to. So I guess you literally could be exploring Northern California and stay within the Woodside Group of hotels throughout.
Exactly.
That's very cool. All right. Well, I'll take a closer look. Maybe we'll get some of your counterparts in other Woodside properties to come on with us, or somebody from... and somebody from the Woodside Corporate Group to give us some insights. Because is there some philosophical underpinnings that kind of run through the Woodside Group? I mean, are there things about, I know you must be night and day from the Napa Valley Lodge in terms of being different, but are there some things that are, that kind of weave you guys all together?
Yes, I would definitely say that we have our brand standards, and our purpose is to enrich people's lives. You know, we cultivate authentic experiences by providing locally inspired hospitality, and that really is the identity of all of our different hotels. So when you go to our hotel in Napa Valley, or you come to the one in Dream Inn, or the one in Monterey, they're authentically local and locally inspired, because our travelers, you know, may just have jumped off a plane or just driving from the Bay Area, they don't have a chance to research and research all the local spots or the local identities or the local farms where we're getting fresh artichokes from. So, you know, it's our DNA to do that for them and make sure that they have a local experience.
The first time I was in California has to be something like 38 years ago. And one of the things that hit me like a ton of bricks was how focused on wholesome food that was creatively presented and deliciously prepared, even if it was a salad. Californians were, you know, in terms of, you know, just everything related, so outpaced, out front, avant-garde about food before the word foodies ever came to be.
You're absolutely correct.
There was a place we used to eat in Los Angeles. It was my first trip to California. I went back there every day for that, the salad that was lettuce and cucumbers and white grapes and sliced bananas and walnuts and things I never saw in a salad on the East Coast ever. I mean, it was a creative delight. And listen, I'm getting hungry. Let's not talk about that. So now what was interesting to me, you were just talking about, you know, Dream Inn. Is there more than one hotel in the group called Dream Inn, or do each of the 9 have different names?
They all have different names. You know, we have the Plaza in Monterey. We have the Bernardus Lodge. We have the Indian Springs Calistoga, Lafayette Park Hotel, Hotel Drisco in San Francisco, Bodega Bay Lodge, and the Stanford Park Hotel.
The Hotel Drisco, is that on the wharf?
That is, I think that's off Market Street.
Oh, okay. Then I got it confused with something else. No, because they're at opposite ends. That would be at opposite ends. I'll have to go. I really have to get up to speed on this. So, how many accommodations are there?
We have 165 brand new renovated guest rooms here at the Dream Inn. Wow. And they are all 100% oceanfront rooms.
Wow! You got me. You got me. That was the bingo moment right there. You know, when people are clever enough to build so that nobody's looking at the parking lot, I always find that disturbing. You know, and sometimes people will look at rates and they'll cheap out to save some money, and they kill the experience of being there because if you're at an oceanfront place, people, you need to be in a room that faces the ocean. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. They make it easy for you at the Dream Inn, and you can go and check them out at dreaminnsc.com while we take this commercial break. But pay attention. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
It's candlelight and chandelier. It's silver plate and crystal clear. But it's serenade and saraband.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month
and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to be talking with Darren Pound. He is the general manager of the Dream Inn, part of the Woodside Hotel Group in California. And it's actually located in Santa Cruz, California. Give us some insights into, you know, give us a kind of virtual walk around. What does it look like on the Dream Inn look like on the outside? How many floors is it?
Well, it's actually two buildings. The footprint of the hotel spreads out over two distinct buildings. One is we passionately refer to as the Tower Building, which is a 10-floor structure, which has 100 rooms. And then we have our main building, which contains the other 65 rooms. And the original hotel was built in 1963, and that's when the year the opened, and then the tower was added in 1972. So rich history here in the community and the Northern California Bay Area.
The main building, is that also done in a, you know, stacked up, or is it sprawl out like a hacienda or what?
It's four floors. And it's spread out to kind of take the shape of the natural beach shape right here at Cowles Beach.
So both buildings would be elevator buildings?
Correct. Both have elevators. When you walk into our lobby, it definitely brings back the retro chic decor. We have a working jukebox right in our lobby still plays 45 records for those that remember. And we have also featured in our lobby now a coffee cart, which is a resemblance of a bicycle towing in a cart. And we partnered up with a local roaster, Santa Cruz roaster, called Verve, which is a sustainable organic coffee company that has a great local following. And that's part of what we do to bring authentic local businesses and bring them and make them part of the hotel.
Who is your customer?
Our customer generally comes from the Bay Area. So it's couples and families that in the entire Bay Area, stretching as far as Fresno.
So you're a hit with the locals.
We are. We have generations of families that come year after year. It's wonderful getting their feedback about our renovation. I was just talking to a lady in the lobby just 2 days ago, and she was commenting on how this is her third renovation that she's been through at the hotel, and she just loves this one. It was so refreshing to hear.
Oh, so cute. But, you know, that's such an important thing because for the visitor who comes from long distance to visit, when you've got local people, especially in the region that the Dream Inn lies in, and if you just joined us, we're talking with Darren Pound, the general manager of the Dream Inn in Santa Cruz, California. You know, local people don't go to places that don't do the job right because they have other choices, especially in the part of the world you're in, because you're not somewhere, you know, out in the Nevada flats or something. I mean, you've got places that people can go. And when you see people coming, you know, and planning the wedding or the birthday or the anniversary or, you know, the breakaway, who come from short distances, it means that the local people are doing it right. It's like that old expression, when you're traveling and you want to find a place with good food, look where the truck drivers stop, you know, because they know they do this route all the time. And there's another benefit to the long distance traveler, that when you go someplace, you get to mingle with the locals, and it's incredible what you can, you know, you meet interesting people, and that because they come from nearby, they know all those hidden places you're not going to find in a guidebook. You know, they know, you know, the little adorable spots, and be sure you stop here and be sure you go there. And this is playing at the local theater this week, and make sure you take advantage of this shop and this gallery. And, you know, there's all kinds of stuff you can learn when you're in a place where everybody didn't come from far away. Don't you find that?
I do. I think, you know, that's one of our big storytelling that we do at the hotel, and we refer to it as storytelling to our guests. A lot of people were letting them know that Jack O'Neill was from the surfer and the surf brand. His original surf shop sits where our restaurant is now, and that's why we have the Jack O'Neill Lounge in there. And we've got memorabilia, we've got books. They've also Jack O'Neill also and his group put together kind of an evolution of the surfboard, which is a beautiful display of surfboards in our lobby, which tells the story.
Oh, wow.
So if you're traveling, if this is your first time here, it really tells the rich history that this area has.
Wow. That's incredible. And you're right on the ocean, so that would make a lot of sense. Do you find that any of your guests come and want to go surfing?
We have a lot of guests that come for specifically surf trips. That when the we have one of the most famous surf breaks in Northern California. It's called Steamer's Lane, which is directly right out front of our hotel, which is absolutely beautiful to watch surfers, new and old, all alike, come from all around the world and all around the Northern United States to come and surf these great, great waves. And even if you're not a surfer, that we've got a beautiful walk that goes right along, and you can stand there and watch these 10 or 15 foot waves in the winter storms come rolling in and crashing in, and it's just a spectacular way to spend a day.
I have to tell you, there is something therapeutic about sitting and watching waves crash in. And in fact, I sat for 45 minutes in a spot on a country road along the North Atlantic in Donegal, Ireland, and I kept taking still photos. So if you flash through my, you know, roll through on my iPad of my still photos, you can see the waves, you know, coming. I could have videoed it, but I wanted the still shots. It's fascinating. It's hypnotic. And when you get people who are surfing, as you sometimes do, even in Ireland, you know, it's a glorious thing to do. So must be quite the attraction for people who are guests at the hotel. We're going to have you back another time because there's so much more I want to know. And I am hoping to learn more about the Woodside Hotel Group. So maybe we'll cross paths again through that. I want to thank you so much, Darren Pound, general manager of the Dream Inn in Santa Cruz, California, for joining us today. This has really been dramatically wonderful, and I so appreciate your being with us. So thank you again for joining us today, and a very special thank you to all of you who were with us. So come back next week. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at Biz Talk Radio.